The dogs were good again this week. Here are my top five. At number five, we have Murphy. He helped record his human's proposal.
I'm so sorry. It's taken this long.
Your hands are shaking. Finally!
And then he got the zoomies.
Oh my god, man!
At number four, we have Scout. When a bear entered his home through an open back door, he didn't think twice. Both of them are underestimating their size. At number three, we have Twilight, the unicorn puppy. She turned up at a shelter this week looking just like that. The bump with a discolored tuft of fur could just be a congenital issue, but she'll get everything she needs thanks to Hearts and Bones Rescue. They also pulled her mom and dad from the same shelter and named them Celestia and Shining Armor to complete the My Little Pony family. At number two, we have Horace. If you've seen a Great Dane on a plane this week, it was him. We found about 7 different POVs. Clearly, the other passengers have never flown with someone so handsome. We have a pup date on Igor, the dog described as a sentient middle finger wrapped in a cloud of fur by his rescue. He was adopted. Our honorable mention this week goes to Dakota, who learned to meow from her canine sibling. Before we get to our number one dog of the week, thanks to your recent support of our Tell Your Dog I Said Hi merch, our foundation was able to save Shelby. She was found on the side of the road and no one stepped forward to claim her. She had bilateral luxating patellas, which is a fancy way of saying her knees were not in good shape. Thanks to you, we covered the surgery to get both fixed. She has since fully healed and found a forever home. Our fall collection is available now. It features some of my favorite designs yet, and this weekend only, you get a free sticker with every order. You can find the new stuff and all your favorites at weratedogs.com or through the link in our bio. Our number one dog of the week is a pit bull we don't even know the name of. He managed to get the attention of a man named Gary.
He would come just close enough for me to be out of arm's reach, and then he would bark, turn around, run a few steps, turn around, bark again, and it felt like he was trying to get my attention.
The dog led Gary to an encampment where 2 people were unresponsive. We're assuming they're the dog's humans. Gary immediately called 911.
As a someone in recovery myself that's dealt with similar, I'm assuming, issues that they have. I'm 16 months sober. I know how quick you need to react to, you know, save someone's life.
Instead of letting animal control take the dog to the shelter, Gary took him home. He said in a Facebook post, "I know how important the unconditional love of your dog can be and how much love they have for you, even at your worst. So it is an honor for me to take care of this guy until his humans are well again."